Well, joining us this morning with a look at what's happening on Beacon Hill is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me.
So something that people have been talking about, and I want to get your thoughts on it, is there have been a lot of complaints about the sign-up process for vaccinations.
Yeah, we've been hearing from a lot of constituents in our office about that. We've been doing everything that we can to streamline the process. We're very happy that the governor instituted a call line for folks who are 75 and older and may have some trouble booking a appointment online. We've been doing everything we can as an office to assist people in those appointment bookings, and we're actually very excited to announce that the vaccination site at the Marshfield Fairgrounds will be opening today as well.
Yes, and actually I did want to talk about that because there has been concern about that, about accessibility to sites that there aren't enough or that they're hard for people to get to.
Well, there's a, as I said, we're doing everything that we can to get people scheduled and vaccinated as soon as possible. Big shout out to the Marshfield Board of Selectmen, Mike Maresco, the town administrator, and our state and federal partners for being able to open the site in Marshfield. We're planning on vaccinating hopefully 500 people as soon as possible, and then, you know, up to 47,000 people, I think, through June. So it's exciting to have a vaccination site here in the district that's opening today, and we will continue to do everything that we can to help facilitate as many people getting vaccinated as possible.
Have you heard anything about maybe additional sites opening in the area?
Well, I've seen that there's sites that were being looked at in Hanover and Rockland and Hanson. As we continue to get more vaccine, there will be more sites that open up. As of last Thursday, there was just over a million vaccines that had been allocated to the state. When we were on our call with Secretary Sutters and DPH, about 650,000 of those vaccines had been given. I know those numbers have changed since then, but as we continue to get more allocation of vaccine from the federal government, I'm sure we'll see more vaccination sites or increased numbers of appointments at the sites that are open.
Something I did want to also talk to you about, as a climate bill was being debated, you actually backed a proposal to put committee votes online. Could you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so that rules debate has not yet happened. I have always been a supporter of transparency and accountability and making sure that the public knows how we're voting on everything on Beacon Hill. That debate hasn't really happened yet due to COVID, because the remote rules have changed things. But when it comes to the climate bill, the governor hasn't signed it yet. We sent it back to him early this session. We have had a lot of issues, as you know, recently this past week with flooding in Marshfield and Scituate. It's really important that we are doing everything we can as a state to reduce carbon emissions, to make sure our flood insurance maps are accurate, and that our coastal communities are protected. And I'm hoping that we can find some common ground and get to yes on that bill.
All righty. Well, we are going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for speaking with us. We do appreciate it.
Dan, thanks so much for having me.
Thank you.